Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I wanna see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now, I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises, I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see, it's you in exchange for me. Even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I wanna say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now, I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises, I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see, and it's you in exchange for me. It's even is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your kingdom come, and let your will be done here.
Welcome everybody to this edition, this special edition today of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. And speaking of message, our message is so important today that we're going to get right into it right now. The message today is spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness and high places. Thank you, Jesus, Father God. I ask that you open the hearts of every person listening today and help them to see what's going on in the spirit realm, what's going on in the natural, Lord. Open our eyes so that we can see and follow your instructions as to what we are to do in this hour as your people, in Jesus' holy name. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Sometimes, you know, when you find yourself being in conflict with a person because they know that you're a Christian and you know that you really didn't do anything wrong to that person, but for some reason the person is persistent in causing you harm. The person either wants to physically fight you or set you up so that he or she can sue you. And they will not let up. They won't back off. That's when you know that you're actually fighting with a particular, that you're actually fighting with that particular person. You're not really fighting with that particular person, but with the spirit that is influencing, controlling, and driving that person to do evil against you. You see, many of us true Christians, you know, you guys that's out there that's listening, often forget that we're dealing with spirits, demons. Therefore, we take matters in many cases in our own hands and handle things in the natural, which often make things worse. Keep in mind also that if you find yourself fighting against corporations, businesses, government agencies through the court system, and they're bullying you and being totally illegal, unfair, and evil toward you, when you've done nothing wrong, you haven't broken any laws or cheated them in any way, but they seem to have found a reason to attack you, even making up what they call a legal reason to come after you, financially and in any other way. You are dealing with demons and controlling spirits. They're controlling the people. The demons know your stand with the Lord. Therefore, they want to discredit you, ruin your reputation, embarrass you, cause a hardship on your family and on you. If things like this is happening to you and consistently keeps happening, you should always remember this scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When you go to the root behind every ungodly work, ungodly men, you will find a demon or demons controlling the situation. This is wickedness in high places. High places in the spiritual realm, in the, you know, the second heaven, and spiritual wickedness in the leadership of this world. High places. Demons are at the root of it all. Christians, we are in a warfare in this hour, and the battle is raging daily. Keep in mind that no one goes to war without counting the cost. We must see and know who we are going up against and how demons work in our country, in our cities, our states, and in our neighborhoods, in our homes, and in our society as a whole. You know, a lot of people make fun of Christians, and they always say that, well, everything isn't a demon. No, everything isn't actually a demon, not everything, but the demons are they are the root of the things that happen. They are the root of the movements that goes on in this earth. They're behind it. Yeah, they may not actually do the evil or do the work. They move people to do that, but they're the root behind it. We as Christians must open our eyes to what's going on right up under our noses and in this world and get prepared to do battle for the Lord. We will one day have to face and fight against the plans and agendas of Satan and ungodly people. We fight against the desires of secret societies who are doing the will of Satan, societies which consist of the inner workings of governments all over the world, The Illuminati, which consists of billionaires, witches, and warlocks, ungodly politicians, billionaires. Billionaires, the media, internet, ungodly doctors and scientists, special hate groups, the World Bank, the LGBTQ community, and ungodly religions and religious leaders, which includes those who call themselves Christian leaders and prophets, you know, those who disguise themselves as being holy. These governments and secret societies are powerful giants, and they are operating in the demonic realm. And it seems as if they are gaining momentum with their evil motives upon this earth. These are demons that are influencing and controlling societies, like the, you know, secret societies, like the Illuminati, which is behind so many things in this world. They used to be very private, but now they're pretty much out in the open, along with other secret societies that are controlling the world at this point. They control everything, like, for example, the entertainment industry, music, you know, where they have their Illuminati superstars to cast spells on their audiences or have seances or do inappropriate, perverted things on stage. They control the movie industry, theater, television programs, you know, where they have their satanic rituals on awards like the Grammys. They control the sport industry and also the porn industry. I'm talking about the Illuminati and these other secret societies. These demons are in control over all of this. Demons control science by controlling the weather. Yes, indeed, they control the weather. Sometimes you can't tell if some of these tornadoes, tsunamis, and hurricanes are natural disasters or if they're man-made disasters. Science is also mixing the DNA of animals and humans, which is what they are, you know, that's what they were doing during the days of Noah. That's one of the reasons God brought a flood, and he only chose certain animals to come to Noah. But the rest of them, animals and the people, were killed. Demons control technology, you know, AI, which is artificial intelligence, which is a mixture of machine and people. You know, iron and clay. Everything is computer-operated machines. We are going to find ourselves replaced by machines and sophisticated robots in our banks, our jobs, in stores and restaurants if we're not careful. If we don't keep our eyes open, these things is going to slip right up on us. And also through technology, they are creating more cyber wars and weapons of war. Get ready for chips to be placed within us. Now, you've heard this for years about the chip, right? Well, you know, this isn't anything that's just made up. They're actually really creating a chip to be placed in us. They will get to the place that they will offer people $2,000 a month for the rest of their lives in order to allow them to put this chip in you. Now, just think of the number of people who will jump at this. When they see their homes are being taken away from them and food is not available for them and other needs, that the other things that they need is not available, the chip, you know, they're going to jump at the chance to get this chip in them so that they can survive. The chip is for tracking you and also to punish you if you get out of hand, which is why we have 5G and 6G and so on, which can be used as a weapon against you through your phones and other electrical devices. This is in the making, even as I speak. Demons use witchcraft, you know, in the medical field, like pharmakia, you know, which is harmful medicine or poisonous herbs, a drug, poisonous potion, magic potions. You've heard of that. This is our pharmaceutical industry. Demons control the medical industry as well by creating deadly viruses, like the coronavirus, for example. It's a deadly virus, which is a man-made virus. Make no mistake about that. It was created in laboratories and so on. Make no mistake about that, no matter what other people try to tell you. And they make many, many other viruses. They've made many viruses throughout the years and then come up with expensive antidotes, like, for example, the COVID vaccine and many other antidotes for other viruses that they've created. The COVID vaccine is the antidote that they will try to force us all to take. Why? Money. It's all for the money. And all of this can also be used as weapons of war, terrorism, directly from governments to you. But it is mostly for controlling the population on this earth at this point. With medicines, they control the people with medicines, both legal and illegal. These legal medicines that come from your doctors that they know are not being used according to the doctor's prescription. Doctors, a lot of them know that it's not being used according to their prescription, yet they still keep handing them out like candy, which allows people to overtake the drug, causing addictions and more sicknesses, or from dispensaries and illegal drugs on the street. All of it is for to keep people, Christians, and our nation addicted and in bondage. This even includes alcohol, which is also a drug. All of these drugs, no matter how it comes to you, through creams, snorting drugs in powder form, gummies, marijuana that's laced or cut with who knows what, also with needles for shooting up, with pills, and in liquid form. It is for to weaken our nation. It weakens the church because there are many in the church in bondage to these drugs. Let's call it like we see it, people. Let's stop turning our heads. Stop being like an ostrich, putting your head in the ground, in the dirt. It keeps many in a false state of mind. That's what demons want, because demons can easily control. They can take control over the mind of a person, a people, and a nation by trying to have everyone using some kind of drug in some way. All of this is against the word of God, because God's word tells us to be sober. Understand, when he says be sober, that means everything, alcohol or drugs. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He wants you to be high on drugs. He wants you to be drunk, an alcoholic, or have something taking your mind so he can take control, him and his demons. And Leviticus chapter 10, verse 9, it says, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou, you, or your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, when you go to church, lest you die. This is what the Lord said. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. So in other words, do not come to church high or drunk. And that goes for pastors as well as the congregation. Demons influence and controls the governments all over the world, creating ungodly laws. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. This government will persecute God's people in this hour, but only until Christ comes and gives us the kingdom forever and ever. Don't forget that, and praise him even right now. Yes, we're going to suffer some persecution, some of us. Some of us may not, but nevertheless, we will be under this system, this demonic Babylonian system. But God is going to come and give the kingdom to us, and we will possess it forever and ever. Praise his holy name. However, until then, they will continue to create laws that will totally take control over our children. Laws that states that if your child, your young child, a little boy, for example, decides he wants to be a girl and you don't allow it, they can take that child away from you. This is in the making right now. How can you allow a young kid to make a life-changing decision like that? What's in the minds of the government that would allow that? By the time the child is in junior high, his mind will totally change. They are creating laws that will allow a full-grown man to marry a 14-year-old girl, and laws that would allow you to marry your own pets. Did you hear me? It's bad enough that you're marrying they have laws that you're marrying a 14-year-old girl, but they have laws that you can marry your pets. All of this is in the making right now as I speak. This is in the mind of leadership in this world. Also in California, they are pushing laws that says a person don't have to serve jail time if they commit a crime, just as long as they didn't do bodily harm to anyone. And also, people can go inside a store, trash the place, and take what they want as long as it doesn't exceed $950. They can get away with it. They are actually moving toward a lawless society. So that these ungodly governments can move in with their one world government, which they call a reset. When everything gets out of hand, then they come in to save the day by starting their reset. Demons are influencing and controlling churches. Demons have made a seat for Satan in many churches, in many denominations, and giving power to big churches and powerful church organizations. Satan has his messengers in the church, and some are behind the pulpit. Satan is raising up false prophets and allowing witches, Jesuits, and Satanists within the church. These spirits continually feed these greedy and perverted pastors who are continually shearing the sheep, robbing the congregation, and causing many in their congregation to fall. There's a group of so-called pastors who have a club, and in order for another pastor to join their club, that pastor will have to sleep with a prostitute. Then he can join their club because he can't tell on them, and they can't tell on him. Also, lying and deceiving evangelists who lift themselves up to be admired, praised, and even worshipped, and dark spiritualists who call themselves Christians but not really associated with any church, but they are only for profit. They charge you. They charge you to tell your future with their divinations. And many Christians have fallen into their spell. Listen to me. I'm just calling it like it is. Don't get mad at me, because these are the things that's happening under your nose. There are so many other Christians and Christian leaders who associate themselves with and has joined forces with different satanic groups and organizations like the Masons and many others that are full of witches and warlocks, deceiving the people and doing the will of Satan. And many of God's people have been caught up in their deceptions. Satan controls all non-Christian religious organizations also, which includes witchcraft in its many, many different forms, like Wicca, voodoo, witch doctors, and groups like the Bilderberg Group, Council of Churches, the Illuminati, Catholicism, which many of these societies and organizations were started by Satan or influenced by Satan in order to move certain people to start these types of organizations and religious organizations and all that kind of stuff, especially the non-Christian and pagan religions all throughout the years. All of this is for the purpose of assisting governments to move forward with a one-world religion, putting all religions in one pot and call it love. or humanism. This is deception. We cannot be mixed with these religions because it is written that we, Christians, should not be unequally yoked. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 16. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Here are just a few of the spirits that we will be dealing with in these last days, and most of them are ancient spirits still operating in this hour, spirits like the marine spirit and the spirit of Leviathan, which grasp the minds of people like an octopus, causing them to turn from the word of God or causing them to not be able to fully and truly hear and obey the word of God. This is what Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth you will not obey the truth before whose eyes Christ have given it evidently, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. The spirit of Ahab is the next one, which is a compromising spirit. Many in the church are too compromising in this hour. They have allowed themselves to think like the world. When it is written in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The spirit of Jezebel, which goes all the way back to the ancient Babylonian spirit of Semiramis, a powerful witch who remained a witch until the day she died. She started the sacrificing of babies to their gods, passing them through the fire. It is the killing of babies. That's basically what she started, the killing of babies. And these demonic spirits still roam this earth and shows itself in many different ways now, by abortions, killing kids during drive-by shootings, demon-possessed people who beat and kill their own babies. You know, his spirit shows itself in many different ways, even now in this day and hour. Semiramis also created crucifying people. It is what she used as a punishment for those who disobeyed her laws. This was back in the Babylonian days, early Babylonian days. This Semiramis Jezebel spirit has taken control of nations and leaders. This is witchcraft to the highest degree, because this spirit is a controlling and a manipulating spirit. Keep in mind that God hates witchcraft. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. Let no one be found among you who sacrifice their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. Let the Lord drive out these nations before us, Christians. So don't take part in their practices. Jezebel continued many of these practices of Semiramis. Jezebel was the first great instigator of persecution against the saints of God. will be destroyed just as Jezebel herself was destroyed. She was killed and eaten by dogs. That was prophesied for her end, and it came to pass. There is so much we can say about Jezebel, Semiramis, and the spirit of Jezebel, but we don't have time. So just keep in mind that these spirits will have their part in the lake of fire. The next spirit is the Ashtaroth spirit, which is a spirit of high-level perversion. This is the same spirit that is controlling the LGBTQ community today, which is also a form of witchcraft. They do exactly the same thing that witches do, and that's go after our youth, our children, trying to make our youth like them. They have a strong voice in the media and in government, education, and in politics, in so much that they influenced a president to shine lights of a rainbow on the White House. You know, that's their color. LGBTQ uses the rainbow as their symbol, a sign that was given, actually originally given to Noah in his time. It was the Lord telling Noah that he will never destroy the earth by a flood. But the LGBTQ is using this sign for a sinful act. And then they flaunt their wicked ways all over the cities, trying to convert society and this entire country to do their perverted ways. And then this perverted astral spirit make people sell their children. And very powerful, rich, perverted people, which includes many superstars in the music and movie industry, political figures, religious leaders, and filthy rich and powerful people, they become customers for the people who sell these kids for money. Big money. They'll spend big money. Just imagine this. People just take your children, kidnap them, actually steal them. They're stealing your children. And then sell them to the highest bidder or rent them for the weekend. They are making millions out of prostituting our children. I would encourage you to watch the movie called The Sound of Freedom. It's based on a true story, and it will open your eyes to what is actually happening right now to many children all over the world. This is a sin and an abomination in the sight of the Lord, because it is written in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 29, do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall into whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. These spirits and ungodly people are going against the word of the Lord, which is why this country has fallen into whoredom and the land has become wicked. This LGBTQ community wants to turn this nation into another Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, you know how that ended. It is a perverted spirit that is growing like a cancer in America. And our leaders are assisting other perverted nations in trying to spread same-sex marriages all over the world. Two American presidents tried to force Africa to accept same-sex marriage. But when Africa refused them, those two presidents sanctioned that country. Our government even sent a black female vice president to talk them into having same-sex marriages. But still, Africa refused them. Why is it so important for Africa to have same-sex marriages to the place that America would sanction that whole country? Causing that nation, men, women, and children to starve and not receive medical help. Don't they understand that the homosexual and lesbian spirits are against the word of God, as it is written in Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27? For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. In other words, they're going to pay. This spirit of Ashtaroth is a homosexual spirit. A homosexual spirit. Ashtaroth commanded her priests to dress up like women and parade around the city. That's where they got the gay pride parade from. It actually happens in the same month many years ago when Ashtaroth commanded her priests to do it, the same month. You see men dressed as women and flaunting themselves around the city. Ashtaroth also commanded her priests to cut off their private parts so that they can be, pretty much transgender. It's the same spirit that's in operation today. It is an abomination in the sight of God. Deuteronomy 23, verse 1. The English Standard Version says it like this. No one whose testicles are crushed or whose male organ is cut off shall enter the assembly of the Lord. You will not enter into God's presence and be a part of his church, his true church. That's why I say this to all Christians, just in case you didn't know, homosexuality, lesbianism, and transgenderism is an abomination in the sight of God. And if you are supporting these lifestyles, then you are partakers of their sin. Keep in mind that homosexuality is fornication, and fornication is intercourse without being married. But it is also any kind of illicit intercourse. Homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, all of it, and any other kind of intercourse that is against the word of God. This is what the Lord says about fornication. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20. He says, flee fornication. This is the word of God spoken by Paul. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God? And you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It belonged to God. And this is the punishment for fornicators, which are homosexuals and other whoremongers. When you say whoremongers, you can put it all together. Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, keep in mind, homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of the Lord, and murderers and whoremongers, that's all of it, and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. They are all in the same category as murderers and witches. If you are wicked like this, then you will never enter into the kingdom realm of God. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who submit to or perform homosexual acts. Understand this, and listen, there are no homosexuals or lesbians in heaven. No matter how much you go to church, they're not there. Repent of your homosexual lifestyle and truly turn to God. Then you will be accepted. Let's continue. The next spirit is the Absalom spirit, which is the spirit of rebellion. And rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft, as Samuel told King Saul in 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected you from being king. Saul lost his kingship because of rebellion. Keep in mind that to be rebellious means to reject the word of the Lord. And many people are doing that in this hour. They're rejecting God's word. Therefore, whatever punishment that they receive from the Lord in this hour, they deserve. The other spirit is the Baphomet spirit, which is a powerful spirit that wants to be praised and worshiped. And many have opened up their hearts, minds, and souls to this spirit in the entertainment industry. They even promote it by making its image, and it's an ugly image if you've ever seen it, causing many in every industry, every career, the medical field, sports, science, business, corporations, technology, government, to lust after this particular spirit. Most in these fields and most in these other fields do not know that they have opened themselves up to this spirit. But this Baphomet spirit works especially in the hearts and minds of many high-level entertainers in the music, movie, and sports field, and in governments. This Baphomet spirit caused them to seriously want what it has to offer. It offers the same thing that Satan offered, you know, that Satan offered, and he's the master of this particular spirit, of this Baphomet spirit. He's the master of that spirit. The kingdoms, and what is this spirit offering? Same thing Satan offered, the kingdoms of the world. The same thing Satan offered to Jesus in Matthew 4, verse 8 through 10. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. When we are tempted like this, we should do what Jesus did, and that is to stand on the word of God and not be moved. Let no one or nothing, and that includes spirits, take you away from the Lord. Fight back with the word of God like Jesus did. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. My point to all of this is to follow the Lord. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay alert. Be sober. Hear his voice. Follow his instructions and directions in this hour and obey him. Do not put your trust in the governments of this world or the leadership of the world. Judge righteously with righteous judgment when you judge and use, and by the way, yes, you are to judge, but judge righteously with righteous judgment and use the gift that God has given to every Christian. And that's the gift of discerning of spirits. Stay in the secret place of the Most High God. Keep your relationship with God the Father, Christ Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit alive and strong so that you will never be deceived and you will be successful in him. Amen? Amen. That's the message. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Stay right there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, Holy Spirit will fall on the living.
Yes, it will.
And from them to many others. The glory of the Lord shall fill the earth till we all become the servant of
us. But you gotta believe,
yeah, in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus is King. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors Radio. And if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador for Christ, an ambassador for heaven. And that makes you a UCA member. So praise the Lord. I'm your host, and it's been a pleasure ministering to all of you. I'm Pastor T. Myron McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, so be sure to come and visit us, okay? We're in Upland. And we're in the Inland Empire area, so in California. So come on and worship with us. Visit us, worship with us. If you're looking for a church home, come and make our church your home, okay? Every Sunday, our services start at 1:30 p.m. And once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. And hallelujah. Don't forget to tune in to the Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila every week, actually, because we're on so many platforms. But you can catch us on hsbn.tv. You can go there and put in the Message of Life, Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, and then choose whichever program you want, or either go to our webpage, churchofjesuschristministry.com. Go to our webpage. When you get on the page, click on the three little lines, and then you can navigate throughout the whole webpage, and then go to media. And when you go to media, then you will be able to click on that and it'll take you to hsbn.tv, and you can click on any program you want, okay? Also, you can, while you're on that web page, you can navigate to books. It'll say books, and that'll take you to Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and we encourage you to go ahead and order that book. As a matter of fact, order a couple of copies for some friends and family members, okay? You will like it. You'll be enlightened, you'll be blessed just by reading it. You'll be blessed. Get yourself into a nice, quiet place with no distractions and read that book, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will get some great understanding and revelation. So make sure that you do that. All right? Navigate through churchofjesuschrist.com, churchofjesuschristministry.com, and you'll see other things there of interest, and go ahead and check it out. All righty? Praise the Lord. Listen, don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Praise the Lord. Stay right there. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow before the Lion and the Lamb. You're listening to UCA Radio, and I'm your host, Pastor T. Mar McCain. I'd also like to remind you guys to tune in to Christian Talk on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone wherever you are in the world, and you can dial in, or wherever you see the post, you can click on the link or the picture, and you can listen to the broadcast Wednesday night and all this week, okay, on Facebook. And wherever you see the link, you can just click on the link and you can listen to it at any time also. That's Christian Talk. You can also go to Solar Records Radio and look for Christian Talk when you get there and click on it. And then you can, it'll show you a lot of our programs that we've already recorded, and you can click on any one of them, okay? Solar Records Radio, or just wait till Wednesday and go ahead and click, go ahead and dial in at 8 p.m. Wednesday evening, and you will be blessed. Sometime we'll have TNT time, where it'll be to Pastor Tasila and myself. We will bring forth a message, and sometime we have guests. And our guests are really good. We really learn a lot from them, keeping our spirit strong as they share with us some of their experiences that they've had with the Lord. It's truly a blessing. So in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And remember, we're here next week, so dial in, okay, or listen from your computer. All righty? Praise the Lord. We will see you next week. By God's grace.
Time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's my